seven-game series, one of the greatest Stanley Cup finals we ever saw. But we are celebrating that moment 25 years ago today, and joined on the line by the man who gave us this iconic goal.
Back at the line to Babbage. Long shot. Pipeman had trouble with it. Adams should score! Greg Adams! Greg Adams! Adams gets the winner! 14 seconds into the second overtime, the Vancouver Canucks are going to the Stanley Cup Final!
I feel like if you were to have like a real kick-ass business card, Greg Adams with us on the line right now. Greg, you feel like you'd want one of those cards that would open up and you'd have that, that the soundtrack of that goal just playing, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be just great marketing right there?
I've always said the call and the goal was way better than the goal itself. But yeah, that was an exciting moment for me.
That'd be a good ringtone on your phone. Oh, excuse me, that's my phone just answered, right? Gus, I'd like to do business with you right now. I'm looking at the new build on Wigwam Golf Course in Litchfield. Now, for $399, I don't see a pool there. How can I get a place without a pool, or is that a community pool I'd be dealing with?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they all have community pools down here.
Yeah.
Does it feel like it's been 25 years since that moment?
No, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe people still remember the goal itself. But, yeah, it's amazing that it's been 25 years. It just does not feel that long ago.
Did the team, you know, are you watching the playoffs now? How far removed are you? I know you do stuff with the Canucks alumni, but life's in Arizona, and then you do get back to BC. Are you a guy who watches still on a regular basis as to what the playoffs are bringing us?
I watch every game I can, and, yeah, it's to me, it's still exciting. I still love the game. I still love watching it. I still love playing it. So any chance I get to play an alumni event or watch the game on TV, it's something I really enjoy.
There is a spirit, and in 94 was the St. Louis trade that helped you guys too, but there's a spirit, it seems, with that hockey team. Did you guys have that in 94 where you just thought, here's an intangible that might be able to take us over the edge, where you sense there's just something that's different with that group?
Yeah, for sure there was something different about it. I played, you know, I was 17 years in I don't think I was ever on a team that was as close as that team. And you know, people talk about having a close team and playing for the guy next to you. I never experienced that as much as I did that year. There was just something special about that team. And guys just wanted to play for each other. Guys wanted to work for each other. Yeah, it's really hard to put your finger on what it was, but there was something special about that team for sure.
Greg Adams with us here on Sportsnet 650. What was the sort of the flip the switch moment for you guys? Because as a team, like, I look back now, like, you guys were kind of seen as a bit of a Cinderella underdog story, but, you know, I guess when you look at it years later from a historical standpoint, you kind of look at the numbers, it's like, man, you guys were deep. Like, you guys were really, really deep with guys who could score and put the puck in the net. Like, was there a moment that kind of the switch flipped for you guys to say, hey, you know what? Like, we can be better than what we were during the regular season.
You know, for me, it was the Calgary series when we went down 3-1. And I just remember after the fourth game being down 3-1 and being in the dressing room and looking around the room and thinking, God, we're a better team than this. And driving home and hearing on the radio how people were kind of giving up on us. And it was just like, this isn't right. We, you know, at the very least, we got to take these guys to seven games, or we're a way better team than we were. And then to win that first overtime game, I think all of a sudden you can feel momentum coming our way, and things started to change, I think.
Were you getting different heroes on different nights? Was someone stepping up on a different night going, oh, that's what makes it? Because we're seeing that in the playoffs. As much as the superstars are great, that the contributions came from unlikely sources, but right throughout the four lines?
Absolutely. That has to happen in the playoffs. There's no way you can rely on one line in the playoffs, and that's exactly what happened. And we were getting not only guys that score goals contributions, but you know, defense that were making unbelievable plays to save goals, it just gained momentum and things started falling into place and guys started to feel good about themselves again. And then once you get on that roll, it feels like it takes you with you.
The series against the Leafs, that, you know, here you are, you score the overtime winner that pushes you in. What did winning that series mean? Because I'm sure you guys probably heard it. I mean, I feel like so many Canuck fans felt like there was this slight because there was such an emphasis on the Toronto bias, especially in those days as well. Did you guys feel that sort of chip on your shoulder as well?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, there was so much buildup. I think that East, West, and Vancouver, Toronto, that even before that series started, we knew that was going to be an intense series because there was so much attention on it. Western Canada versus Eastern Canada, and when you have that kind of focus from the media, from the fans, it kind of creates its own momentum there as well, and. You know, it was a rivalry. I mean, it was built up before the series even started.
Greg Adams joins us on the starting lineup. Perry Slukowski, James Cebulski. Gus, you know, we talk a lot now about players sometimes not wanting to play at home because there's a lot of undue pressure. Jake Virtanen gets a lot of heat like that here going, wow, it's tough. Although Troy Stetcher's a Richmond product that embraces it. Did you find extra pressure when you came to BC?
I don't think so. I when I first got there, it felt comfortable for me. There is that little extra pressure. You got your friends, your family. I guess in the back of your mind, if you make a mistake, if you mess up, people are going to notice. When I played on the East Coast, they didn't notice my mistakes as much. I think you kind of get lost because being in a different time zone and not the media being right on top of you, and your family and friends are aware of everything that happens when you're playing in your home. It can be a little tough, but it's also, there's a comfortable feeling too, I think. I mean, I felt comfortable in Vancouver and for me, I was happy to be there.
Are you implying that it's easier to turn the puck over in Arizona than it is here in Vancouver?
Yeah, I think it is a little bit easier when you turn the puck over in Arizona. You can go out and no one knows who you are the next day.
Have you seen the sport grow there? I mean, that's been home for a while for you, and I know the university's got some hockey programs. Obviously, Austin Matthews is an Arizona guy. Have you seen it grow around you in your time down in Arizona, that the sport is moving the right way?
Absolutely. And not only here, I was in Dallas when I first got to Dallas, to how Dallas is now with the growth of hockey. It's exciting to see. And even down here in Arizona, I'm part of the Coyotes alumni, and part of our mandate as an alumni is to help grow the sport. And it's really grown. It's the popularity's gotten so much than when I first got here. It's increased. So it's exciting to see, and it's exciting to be a part of as well.
Greg Adams with us here on Sportsnet 650. You look back, it's 25 years. We talk about the iconic goal that you scored to this day 25 years ago. But when you look at that Stanley Cup run, for people listening right now, people have those favorite moments, whether it's a Bure goal, whether it's your goal, whether it's, you know, a McLean save. You know, it could be the Tim Hunter bending an aluminum stick over Doug Gilmore's back that Cliff Ronning shared with us the other day. But what's your favorite, beyond your goal, what's your favorite moment from that run to the Stanley Cup final?
Wow. I think my favorite moment was when Pavel scored against Calgary, to come back against Calgary, who was, you know, a team we hated playing against and a rivalry of ours. And to come back from a 3-1 deficit to beat Calgary and to uh, you know, I think they kind of felt like they were going to win the series, and it, you know, it was their series, and to be able to kind of give it to them that way a bit, and to take that series was a special moment for me.
Let me ask you this. When you lose in game seven, how long is it, hours, days, before you just want to talk, or do you just turn quiet for a while?
You know, after playing that, you don't realize how tired you are. And after playing that seventh game, I mean, we were so disappointed, but I was so tired and exhausted. It kind of all hit me after playing game seven. I think I went home and I lied in bed for 2 days where I didn't want to even get out of bed. I was exhausted, tired, hurt, and, you know, and disappointed. So it was a while before you felt like doing anything.
25 years later, time flies. You still sound like you're in playing shape.
Sounds can be deceiving, I think.
still good in the room after all these years. Greg, thanks for doing this. Happy anniversary to one of the most iconic moments in Vancouver sports history, and thanks for taking the time to kind of walk down memory lane with us.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, the man who put Vancouver into the Stanley Cup final in 1994, Greg Adams, former Vancouver Canuck, joining us this morning here on Sportsnet 650.